make such awful
offers. Awful. Like, you just immediately...
No one ever wants to trade with him?
Immediately decline that shit. My problem with that is you'll make a trade offer to him and he'll counter with something way worse. And then you decline it. And so he sends you another one that's even worse. So it just makes me feel like he's trying to insult you. But then when you decline it, he's like, why don't you ever take my trades?
What do you think that thought? What kind of trade is that? What kind of thought process is that?
My guys are fucking great and he would love the crumbs off my team. It's always his bench players for your starters.
So, Morgan, we're back at it. It's been a good over 18-month layoff.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah. Nothing, it's been a while.
Nothing for a Corona year. And I don't know how far we got in year 2019.
I went back and listened. I think we made it to like week 8.
Okay, it was week 8. Yeah, we always start and then we just kind of fade like halfway through the season for whatever reason.
It was a nice 8 weeks though.
Yeah. I mean, it's always nice when we're going. But it's good to be back.
Yeah.
We have me and you here. We have the two-time commish, two-time champ.
Commish.
That was the name of your team this year.
Until I lost.
Consecutively, but like 3-4 weeks in a row.
That didn't change whether or not I was still the two-time champ.
No, but it just made you look really bad.
Yeah. Well, that's why it got changed.
Yeah. And now you're winning. But you changed your name accurately to Trading for Wins.
Yeah.
So
I just didn't want anybody to think that I was, you know, doing any mischievous things. My name clearly says it. I'm trading for wins. So every trade offer I make is just so that I can win.
But it's just for you, your benefit to win.
Yes.
No one else.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Yeah. See, that's why I'm not going to trade with you anymore.
It's abundantly clear to everyone.
Yeah. So, you know, the draft was what, 2 months ago?
Yeah.
How do you think that went? Because I don't remember much of it. So.
I think for you, it went really well because you have a good team for being so fucking plaster drunk.
Okay, so I think I want to say like around round 8 is when it just all went to hell for me. But like, you know, the rounds that mattered, I got what I wanted.
Nah, I remember at one point in the draft, you were plaster drunk and you still put Rondale Moore up there. And you were like, no, you guys don't even know who the fuck he is. Which is just great because at some point you retained that and just went like, nope, I'm taking this guy in the late rounds.
Oh, yeah. So that had to have been my strategy drafting like my best ball teams and all that. Like, I'm going to get this guy. And it carried through the fog of blackout and I still got him. So, and I'm going to keep him. He's still on my team. I expect he's going to be a contributor later in the year, during the playoffs, likely.
Maybe not. I don't believe in any of the Cardinals guys right now, just because they spread the ball around too much.
They do, but I think once the year progresses, they're going to start leaning on people who they need, you know. So we'll see. You're downplaying my team right now. I looked at we were prepping for this episode, and I looked at Morgan's list of power rankings, and I saw that he has me awfully low and he has himself awfully high, which is just, yeah, we'll get there though.
I need to make some adjustments and drop you lower.
Overall, how do you like your team? How do you think it's doing? I mean, what's your record? 1-4?
No, I'm 2-3 now.
Oh, when did you win 2?
I won last week against somebody and I worked one. I won somebody. The bye week. I beat Adam.
Oh, okay.
I always beat Adam.
Yeah.
It's in the genes.
Yes. And who? And bye week?
Yeah.
Which you almost lost, didn't you? Was that close?
It was close for a little bit, and then I blew him out. Okay. But in the afternoon, I was scared.
So, obviously, Morgan. Alex isn't here. He's, I think, got off work late or something. Ruba is here, unfortunately, but hopefully we'll continue to do this the rest of the season and they'll both be joining us in future episodes.
Yeah, we get that Ruba voice going in.
Yeah, we need his predictions. But let's do a quick rundown of the previous weeks just to see what stood out to us. Obviously, we have to account for 5 weeks, so we won't go too in-depth. But, Morgan, I don't know if you had anything off the top of your head, but I'm looking at the scoreboard for week one.
Oh, yeah. I feel that one. Week one fucking sucked. Week one was my 2-point loss to Jar Jar Binks.
Looking for that. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not even two. 1 point, 2 points.
Top or four? I think that was the highest scoring game, right? Yeah, yeah. By far.
Yeah, yeah.
Jar Jar, TDs and beer.
Awful name.
Wonderful name. What are you talking about?
I mean, besides the titties, it's an awful name.
So he had top performers were Amari Cooper with 25.9, Matthew Stafford, who's having a stellar season so far, 23.5, and TJ Hockenson, his old tight end, was 17.7.
Remember when TJ Hockenson was good?
Yeah, the first week.
Yeah, and the second week.
Oh, okay. And then you kept it close with Dak Prescott, 27.3 points. Debo Samuel, who you raped me for.
Yeah.
For, I don't even remember the kid's name anymore. He's
not on my team. He's just a call away.
There you go. Marquez Callaway for Debo Samuel turned into 22.9 points for the first week for you.
And most weeks. That's my best trade of the year.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I don't mind that trade at all because it was preseason. Yeah, yeah, I had, you know. Okay. Joe Mixon, 21 points. The score was 132 to Morgan's 130.8. That's a heartbreaker. You could have given Jar Jar his first loss. He probably wouldn't even be named Jar Jar right now if you gave him that loss.
Yeah, he'd just be some guy. Yeah. The other guy.
the other Alex?
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely.
I love how Alex, most of us call Allie, and he became the other Alex. Didn't matter.
Yeah, yeah. So there was a lot of other close scores. I beat Beta Boys. The real Alex, Allie, beat up Roby, 91-86.
No surprise.
Not Shitty Jose beat up the Dumpster Wizard, 98-83. Oli, oh, this was a close one. I didn't even notice. Oli versus your brother Jose was 91.7 to 91.0. Oli takes that.
I think that's the one where Oli caught up and beat him, maybe?
Yeah, I believe you're right, yeah. It wasn't looking good, and then Jalen Hurts turned it on. Kamara had one of his good weeks, I guess, 15.1 points. A.J. Brown had his only good week, I think.
Yeah, for real.
10.9 points. And then we wrapped up week one with, it's not worth mentioning, but it is at the same time.
The bye week.
Yeah, it's Gerald with the bye week. Hail Murray. 90.3 points. That's Adam's team versus the bye week. Jerry's team, 57.7 points.
At that point in the season, I thought Hail Murray was going to be the best team.
I actually, yeah. Anytime I, like, if we just go, like, at the end of the draft, like, the first week, anytime I look at the teams, Adam's team always stuck out to me.
Yeah, same.
By far, I think it was Adam's, like, and I feel like Adam, like, for some reason every year I feel that way about his team. Like, it looks really good on paper all the time.
Always. And he makes a lot of good pickups and plays the wrong guys.
Well, yep. Bad management. All right. We'll move on to week two. Me and you.
Let's forget that one. Me and you.
I put a beat down on Morgan, 99.3 to 59.5.
My team just didn't want to hurt you.
So, you bragged right now about Debo having 20 points every week. He only had 10.1 points.
Most weeks. Even 10 points.
Then. I know. That's great. It's like, fuck. Marvin Jones, 11.5. Allen Robinson, 8.4. Struggling Allen Robinson.
Struggling all the way to someone else's team.
Yes. We'll get to. I don't even know if we have enough time to recap all your fucking trades, dude. Like, it's insane. On my side, it was Mahomes with 23 points, McCaffrey 19 points, and Hopkins of 11 leading the way. Anything else?
With my team underperforming like that, you don't feel bad when you lose to the best quarterback and the best running back. It's like, okay, whatever.
Yeah, that's true. Who's Dak was your quarterback, right?
Yeah.
What the hell happened that game?
He did nothing. That was weird. Like 7 points or something like that, right?
Yeah. Let's see. There was a close game. Actually, this was a really good game. It was the bye week who almost got his first win against Not Shitty Jose. The final score on that one was...
Oh, wow.
What happened?
I didn't realize that was so close.
Oh, yeah. 114.1 to 113.2. Very, very close. Tom Brady with 29 points. Cooper Kupp, 27. DJ Moore with 13 for Not Shitty Jose. Mike Evans, 19. New England defense, 16. And Elliott, 15 for the bye week. Very, very close. I guess the other game that stands out to me would be Ruben versus Ole. Ruben goes away with the top score of the week, 136.1 points. Derrick Henry had the monster game, 41. Rodgers, 26, and Lockett, 23.
This is the week where Ruben, the owner of Henry, says that he's washed up.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
It was during the game, too, right?
Yeah.
Like the first quarter, maybe?
First quarter, he's probably at like 10 yards.
Yeah.
And he's like, so what? Henry just washed up now? Next play, he runs like a 70-yard touchdown.
Yeah. I think, he finished with 3 touchdowns, probably?
41.7 points. Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Insane. King Henry.
Yeah. I decided I wasn't going to touch him at all in any leagues because I thought he was too old to be doing what he's doing now.
Yeah, I mean, it's impressive to, like, again, another year. I feel, what is this, 4 years in a row now almost?
Yeah, maybe 5.
Not, yeah.
He's usually on your team, and yeah. It's really annoying.
Yeah. You know, if I had the second pick, he would be on my team.
Yeah.
But, McCaffrey, I had to go. We'll move on to week 3. This week is definitely looking like there weren't any really close games. I guess the closest game was Jar Jar versus myself. I almost gave him his first L, but he comes away 108 to 102. Stafford for 28 points, Mike Williams 26 points, and Jamar Chase 18 points. On my side, 22 for Mahomes, Robinson with 19, and Cleveland defense of 18. He got very, very lucky. That's all I'll say. McCaffrey was injured. Or he got injured during that game.
Yeah, four points.
Injured. Yeah. And I believe, I had T. Higgins out.
I don't think there's a move that you would have made. Like, you probably would have played Higgins over Shepard, and then you beat him.
Well, Hopkins, if I recall, Hopkins was also sick that game or something. Yeah, probably.
Soon. He's sick now.
Yeah. Well, I just read that there's a major outbreak.
Yeah, a bunch of players are sick.
But they're not saying that he has it. So I don't know if he has it or, like, I felt like they would have to announce it by now, but I don't know. So
I don't know. I've read probably 6 or 7 actual fantasy stars illness today. Lamar Jackson being one. So I'm kind of hoping it's all COVID for everyone.
Yeah, for sure. As far as... Oh, there was another... Jerry again, bye week, almost gets rid of his offer against the homeless dumpster wizard. David wins this week 81.9 to 79.1.
Yeah, they're both their teams suck, so that's like the worst matchup.
Yeah. Yeah.
I kind of feel like both their teams would be good, though, if they had made moves at all. Neither of them has done shit.
Yeah. I mean, David's team, we'll catch up to his team right now, but definitely it's not looking good. And I don't know, I think Jerry's just a body in the league right now, so it doesn't really matter.
I'm sure he'll listen to this, and it'll be the most that he's participated in this league.
All right, let's move on to week 4, because nothing else exciting really happened.
Week 4 was very exciting. I got my first win.
Oh, yeah. We all care about that. Tell us about it, please.
Oh, I beat the living hell out of the bye week.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
And that's all that matters.
Yeah. 108 to 77 on that. Morgan gets his first win of the season. Another close game for Jar Jar. So that's 3 close games? throughout the season so far.
Yeah, he talks a lot of shit for almost losing.
For a lot. Just like being lucky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of shit.
He wins this week four matchup against Jose, the real Jose, right?
Yep. Or the not shitty one.
No, the shitty Jose, right? I don't know.
That works. I know the shitty Jose lives like in some island somewhere.
Oh, okay.
And yeah. Then this one is, and this other Jose is shitty for losing to Jar Jar.
Shitty Jose lives in shitty America, right?
Yes.
Okay. So the score on that one's 109.1 to 105.6. Top scores on this matchup, Eckler 26, Stafford 19, Jonathan Taylor 17. For shitty Jose, he had Tyreek Hill go off for 36 points, Lamar Jackson 18, and Justin Tucker 13 points.
Yeah, it's not a great week when your kicker's your best player almost.
Was that that wasn't the 64 yard field goal, was it, or whatever
the oh yeah it was? Probably was the record breaker.
Yeah. I don't see anything else too exciting.
No.
So we'll move on to week five, which brings us current. So I'll give Jar Jar his props. He dropped 168 points.
Yeah.
That's impressive. Jonathan Taylor with 28 points. Mike Williams, 28 points. Eckler, 27 points. Against the Beta Boys, who impressive score as well, 134. With Josh Allen, 35, Nick Chubb, 23, Metcalf, 21.
I mean, even though he got the shit beat out of him, man, that's the worst. When you're the second highest score, yeah. You would have beat anybody else.
Yeah. Honestly, week five, I'm looking at all these scores, and they're high.
Yeah. Everyone except for Dumpster and bye week.
Yeah. Yeah. As far as, like, double digit scores, it was Dumpster with 64. Bye week with 85 and Hail Murray with 94. There's a close game against Not Shitty Jose, 117 points against Field of Dreams, 110 points. But that brings us current, so let's take a look at the standings real quick. Currently, we have Jar Jar up top, 5-1. No, excuse me. Oh, he's going to get so pissed that I just said that.
I like that you said the one.
I know. My bad.
It's future predictions.
5-0. Then we have Not Shitty Jose, who is 4-1.
So Not Shitty Jose is 4-1. You are also 4-1.
Yeah.
And then below you is McCaffrey great again, even though he doesn't have McCaffrey. Ruben with 3-2, and Ali with 3-2. And then we've got a bunch of us at 2-3. Adam's at 2-3, I'm at 2-3, Beta's at 2-3, Olaf's at 2-3, and Jose's at 2-3. And then the other two don't count.
They no, suck. Not at all, yeah. I'm thinking, just looking at, you know, the divisions, defense division is by far the cream of the crop, toughest division.
Yeah. I mean, as we call it, the division of death.
Offense, you know, aside from, I don't know. Never mind. They have two of the worst teams. And at least record wise.
And two of the best teams. Adams might not be the best, but two.
Right. He's a solid team, but his record is, his record's not showing it. And then special teams, we have Alex, Ruben, Olaf, and Shitty Jose.
I kind of want to change the division names to something good, but I couldn't think of anything while we were setting up today other than shitty division for that one. And then something to do with Jar Jar. And then the rest doesn't matter.
I never noticed this in previous seasons, but they have playoff percentage.
Oh yeah.
So right now Jar Jar is 97% playoff. Myself 94. We have Not Shitty Jose at 82. We have Ruben, who's above Alex, 69. Alex is at 60. Hill Murray's at 63. We have 1% chance for David and Gerald.
32 and 31 for me and Beta.
Yep.
From what I was reading about this, the record plays a huge part in your playoff standings.
Oh, yeah.
So every time you lose a one, it drops you down a
fluctuates.
Lot.
Fluctuates.
Yeah. Because I was at 16% last week, so I'm doubled.
All right, so aside from our teams, I was just curious. I'm looking at all the numbers for, you know, the scoring leaders this year across all the positions. I figured we could go, we could do 5 to 10 in each position and see who we're most surprised by. For quarterbacks, we have Patrick Mahomes with 128 points. I thought Josh Allen would be leading, quite honestly, but he's only 4 points behind.
Yeah, that's surprising. I think of Allen as being the number one right now.
Yeah, easily. Actually, Kyler too, but I guess he had a couple of down games. So Kyler's at 119. Nope. Let's redo that because this wasn't in order at all.
Oh, that makes sense.
Tom Brady at 132. That's surprising to me.
Yeah. That was one of the reasons why earlier I was telling you about a certain team. It is looking much better because Brady's just way overachieving, but 40-something years old. He's doing it right now.
Yeah. It's Thursday night. We're currently watching a game. It's actually a close game now. I think the Eagles are going to likely cover 28-22 right now. So we have Mahomes at 128. That's 4 points behind Brady. We have Lamar Jackson at 128. He had a huge game last game, and I think that really helped him out.
Yeah, 40 points.
Josh Allen at 124. Justin Herbert at 120. Jalen Hurts, we're watching right now, 119. Kyler Murray, 119. Stafford, 104. Dak, 101. And Sam Darnold, 100.
I think the only one on there that really surprises me is Herbert. He's much higher than I thought he would be. I would like Dak to be higher because last year he was amazing, but they just don't need to pass the ball, so...
Yeah, I think, and they have so many weapons. Like, even, it's kind of crazy. I do think it's a disappointment they're not passing as much as they were projected to, but they're having a hell of a season.
Yeah.
Herbert's surprising, but to see Matthew Stafford top 10,
that's
kind of fucking surprising to me.
But he looks it now. At this point in the season, you kind of think the Rams are going to do it.
Yeah. Yeah, they look great. That was a great trade. It was a trade, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Goff and something.
Yeah. And then Darnold, number 10 on this list.
Yeah, but you can't keep that up at all. Like,
you don't think so?
Well, I mean, he looks okay. Looks good with McCaffrey added. But he has, what, 3 or 4 rushing touchdowns? I just don't think he'll continue to do that.
No, he has 5.
5. See, there you go. Even worse.
Yeah, that's a lot. I didn't even know he had 5.
Yeah, you add McCaffrey back in and he doesn't run that in.
Right, yeah. As far as his ratio, 6 touchdowns, 6 interceptions. Wilson is number 11 and he's going to fall off even more because he's injured. Then you have Daniel Jones. He's having a decent year, but also injured. Derek Carr, it felt like he was lighting the world on fire, but he's actually 14th on this list.
Yeah.
88 points.
Couple bad games.
All right, let's move on to the running backs. Running backs, you already know who number one is.
Henry?
Yeah, of course.
King?
Do you know who number two is?
I don't know. Would it still be McCaffrey?
No. Where is he, actually? No, McCaffrey is nowhere near it. Yeah, he's very far down. It's Eckler.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay, but...
he's, like, close to him, right? Like, 20 points a game.
So, Derrick Henry has 120 total points. What do you think Eckler has?
110?
He has 96. So, Henry's just...
still blowing him out.
Running away.
But Eckler feels like he's scoring almost as much as him.
Yeah. Well, especially, I guess, the last couple of games, for sure.
Did you see the last game, the Eckler touchdown that wasn't supposed to be a touchdown?
They pushed him in or something, right?
Yeah. They, like, 4 guys picked him up and walked him in. He's small, though, so that's easy.
He's a little guy, yeah, exactly. So we have Henry, Eckler, Elliott, Chubb. And here's the wild one, Cordell Patterson.
Oh, yeah, I don't believe in that.
That is nuts. Kareem Hunt, Kamara, Aaron Jones, James Robinson, Jonathan Taylor. And Harris.
The one that I don't like on the list that maybe continues is James Robinson.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely continuing, buddy.
I just don't think he's a one. He doesn't feel like a one.
What are you talking about?
But he is a one last year. Yeah, exactly. But last year was a surprise.
Actually, I'm curious. Where did he finish last year?
I don't know. I couldn't tell you.
I will tell you right now.
I guess I'm a Robinson hater, though.
You are. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. He finished number 7 overall last year. Ahead of him was Henry, Kamara, Cook, Taylor, Jones, and Montgomery. Yeah, I was worried about Henry in the first couple of games because it looked like Urban Meyer has no... Well, he does have no idea what he's doing.
Oh, you could tell.
He's just like, okay.
They said last week he got, like, no carries in the second half. Or next to no carries in the second half.
Robinson?
He had 150 yards in the first half.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh. I don't like hearing that.
Yeah, exactly. It makes no sense at all.
Well, yeah, and again, that's Meyer, like, it's train wreck over there. Yeah. I don't see him making it to the halfway point. I don't know what his contract is or anything, but with all the controversy and everything he's doing, there's no reason.
He apologized.
Oh, well, then there you go, right? Well, Gruden apologized too, didn't he?
No, he didn't.
he actually didn't, right?
I saw a meme that said, I apologize to the Jews for not including you in my emails.
Yeah, he legit just lied and said, I didn't do any of that, right?
Yeah.
But no apology. Well, you're not going to apologize.
More emails came out.
Yeah. God bless him. So, obviously, most surprising to me in this list, besides Cordell Patterson, is Nick Chubb and Hunt.
Yeah.
Together right there. Like,
okay. I kind of hate it.
Yeah. What are they averaging? Chubb is averaging 15 points. Hunt is averaging 15 points. How crazy is that?
Last week plays a big part in it. Last week Chubb had like 170 yards and then Hunt had 2 touchdowns. So, of course, you know, that's going to skew everything.
Yeah.
But still, it's really annoying because you can't really trust Hunt to continue to do it. And then every week you're just like, why aren't they giving the ball to Chubb more? Like,
yeah.
He's balling.
Yeah, they're just trying to save him, though. I guess that's essentially it. It gave me the idea earlier because I kind of glanced at this stuff and I thought to myself, why not throw a DraftKings lineup at the top $20 million maker and just have both of those running backs?
Oh, yeah, I could see that. Yeah. Handmade lineup?
Yeah. Okay, let's move on to wide receivers. Up top, immediately surprising. Who do you think is number one wide receiver right
now? Devontae Adams?
No, that wouldn't be surprising.
I mean, I feel like he's the number one just because I keep seeing him get the ball thrown to him.
Yeah. I would rather have Devontae over this player. That's for sure.
I think I'd rather have him over everyone.
Yeah. We have Michael Williams, number one.
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
Yeah.
Probably going to fall off all-star.
Oh, he's going to get hurt.
Oh, for sure. He does it every year.
Yeah. Yeah. Then we have Cooper Kupp. Minor surprise, but he's a great player. I like Cooper a lot.
My worst trade of the year.
Oh, that was pre-draft, right? Or pre-season.
Yeah, right after the draft. I had Kupp and I wanted Woods, so I gave him...
Oh, man, that's bad.
I gave him Kupp for Woods and Mostert. No, I gave him Mostert, even worse.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was bad.
I don't feel as bad anymore that I gave up Debo.
Yeah. You know? Especially when Cooper Kupp hit like 3 touchdowns in the first week.
Yeah. Speaking of Debo, he's number 3.
As he should be.
Has 79 points overall. He's given you 15.8 average. We have Tyreek Hill. There's a handful of surprises here. We have Marquise Brown. 15.1 points per game, 75 points overall. Another surprise, Ja'Marr Chase.
It's weird. The big 3 surprises would be Mike Williams, Ja'Marr Chase, and Marquise Brown, right?
And who has them?
Yeah, exactly.
What team has them?
I feel like they're on that, what's that shitty Star Wars team? Jar Jar Binks?
Oh, yeah, the one that, yeah.
Yeah.
The one that no one likes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that tells you something.
The only win he has for real this season is winning everyone's hatred.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that. Ja'Marr Chase, then we have Devontae Adams, DK Metcalf, Justin Jefferson, DJ Moore, and Mike Evans. That was probably more than 10, but 11 or 12. But yeah, Mike Williams, Debo is a surprise. He that's ridiculous that he's that high.
I don't know if that continues, but I feel the same way about Debo as I do about Mike Williams, Marquise Brown.
Yeah, exactly.
Jamar Chase.
You know, you get these guys out of the way. You get Mike out of the way, Debo, Tyreek. No, not Tyreek. Marquise Brown, Jamar Chase. And then you all of a sudden make room for Scary Terry, Amari Cooper, DeAndre Hopkins, Godwin, Antonio Brown, CeeDee Lamb. There's a lot of underperforming receivers right now. Yeah. Keenan Allen is very far down right now.
I heard Allen Robinson's supposed to be somewhere in the top receivers.
Not yet.
He was a top 10, right? Last year?
Yeah, he had to have been last year. Easily.
And the year before.
He's someone that I never ever drafted, but I always say, like, I want to draft him. You had him last year, huh?
No, I didn't have him last year. I think Olaf usually has him.
No, it says you have him last
year. Oh, did I? Yeah. Maybe I traded for him. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I decided this year that this was going to be the year that he hits for real. Number one wide receiver. They got Justin Fields. That worked out.
He was 12th overall.
Yeah, close enough.
Yeah. All right, we'll move on to tight ends. We have Mr. Kelce. Who do you think is after Kelce? This is a very confusing list. Like, you, yuck. There's no way you're going to get this.
Knox?
Yeah, you got it. Dawson Knox. We have Mark Andrews. Dalton Schultz. Darren Waller, who had, what, the one mega game?
Yeah.
The opening game, right?
One mega game, one good game.
I think he had 15 targets that game. Yeah. Like, Carr was only throwing to him. Since then, he's fallen off majorly with only 8.8 points per game. Gronkowski is after Waller. We have Hockenson. We have, he's a rookie, but it's still a major letdown. Kyle Pitts.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But that whole offense, major letdown.
Yeah. We have Dallas Goedert and Hunter Henry.
Yeah, there's like five or six good guys and then everyone else.
Yeah, it's a lot of bad. But Dawson Knox at number two, do you think that continues?
No.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
I mean, at this point, it's basically Diggs is underperforming, and as soon as they shift over the defense to Sanders and Knox, Diggs should do better, and then Knox will do worse.
Yeah, whoever has him, who has him? Do we know? Oh, Beta Boys.
Oh, yeah.
Or Boy. Beta Boy. Yeah. So high on him, buddy, if you can.
He has Kittle. He can do it.
Oh, he does have Kittle, huh?
Yeah.
What's his deal?
Kittle, he's on the IR for 3 weeks.
Okay, that's not too bad.
I think this is the second week.
Okay, yeah. Get rid of Knox.
I can't tell you how many times I offered him Debo for Kittle.
And no, huh? Is there negotiations or it's just...
Oh, yeah, no. Oh, okay. I think most of the new guys talk, except for Jar Jar. He's just...
His head's up his ass too far.
He speaks Gungan. It's hard.
All right, let's move on to... I mean, we don't have to, but we'll recap defense real quick. We have the Bills up top, Bears, Saints, Panthers, Cardinals, Broncos, Cowboys, Bucks, Patriots, and Vikings. I don't really see much of a surprise. Maybe the Cardinals.
I don't know. I feel like the Bills are by far number one.
And
that's kind of surprising.
Do you want to take a guess between the Bills and the Bears? 68 points for the Bills right now. What do you think the Bears have? They're second.
42.
Right, 41 points.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a huge gap.
They only have one touchdown, too, which is crazy.
It's weird that they have basically the number one offense and basically the number one defense. I don't know if that changes, but it's weird.
Yeah. Kickers, we have Nick Folk, Tyler Bass, Justin Tucker, number three, Greg Joseph, Matt Gay, McLaughlin, Graham Gano, Brandon McManus, Mason Crosby, and Zerline.
nobody's standing out.
Yeah, I mean, look, if you're looking at the overall scores, they're all grouped together very close.
Yeah.
It's a week by week thing. But yeah, that's pretty much sums up where we're at right now with all of the individual players. Let's take a look at your team real quick, because I know you've made so many trades. Or actually, let's take a look at the trade.
The transaction counter? Yeah. I've only done a few this week.
So far this year, Morgan, you're running away with trade action with 8 trades. And we're only in beginning of week six.
I wonder if that counts the one that got vetoed.
Oh, right. I don't think so.
Probably though. Not.
Yeah. As far as acquisitions go, you've made 35. The next closest person is Not Shitty Jose with 20.
That's crazy. Not Shitty Jose has 4 trades. I think they're all with me.
Yeah. Well, you guys made, what, 2 this past week?
Yeah. Just shitty trades, though.
Yeah.
Well, actually, Claypool might not be a shitty trade, but nothing huge.
This isn't surprising, but... as far as acquisition, the lowest acquisition, it's bye week Jerry.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
With 2. I'm curious where Homeless Dumpster is. He's at 4. It's like, guys, just a 1% of effort, you might get a win.
I mean, you could just set your waivers a week before, even. Whatever you need to do.
Since this is a fab league, let's take a look at the budgets that we have right now. Up top. Of course, Jerry and Homeless Dumpster Wizard not paying for anything.
No activity.
The lowest guy right now would be Shitty Jose with $34 left.
You keep confusing.
I don't know who the fuck.
I can't tell which one's shitty and which one's not.
The one who says he's not shitty.
Yeah. I mean, I get it. I can see it. But he spent a lot of money too, right? Both Jose's wasted. $88 for him.
Who the fuck did Jose, your brother, spend that much money on?
I don't know off the top of my head.
That's surprising.
Maybe Darrell? Yeah, he spent $74 on Darrell Williams.
I mean, that's nothing when I spent $118 on Elijah Mitchell.
That worked out.
I still have $64. So.
Well, you got a few weeks out of Chuba for that.
Yeah. Maybe this week, too.
Yeah.
$190 for Jar Jar. He doesn't need to make moves. When you're winning, you don't need to do anything.
He said, you know, if it ain't broke, no fixing.
There you go. Very good. Where are you at?
I'm at
117.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've wasted a lot. Most of my $20 pickups, I dropped within a few days.
All right, let's move on to week 6 then. We could kind of do a pretty good rundown of this. Up top, we have myself versus Ruben. And it's Thursday night, so his Antonio Brown already played and gave him 15.3 points. The projected total right now for Ruben is 100 points. The projected total for me is 0. I have everyone benched.
Do you have any clue what your projection is?
It would honestly depend on McCaffrey. Let's see if he's... So he's at 19. So if I have everyone in, it's probably about 110. Yeah. So if he sits, you're probably projecting hubby for 10 points, maybe.
Yeah.
So then it's going to be like right on par with what he's projecting right now. I should have fucking set this up. Oh, well, we have, up top, we have, Mahomes versus Rodgers. Mahomes at Washington, Rodgers at Chicago. It's a division game for Rodgers. To me, it's going to be closer than it should be. I'm taking Mahomes in that case.
Yeah, I'll take Mahomes for sure.
He has Derrick Henry and Chase Edmonds. Henry is going against Buffalo. Edmonds is at Cleveland. So two potentially difficult matchups. On my end, I would have likely Hubbard and James Robinson. Henry is Henry, so you just got to give it to Henry.
I would take Henry over both of yours, just by himself.
I'm taking my hubby or Robinson over his Edmonds, though. Receiver-wise, he has Keenan Allen, Tyler Lockett, and Brown already played. He has 15.3 points, so Lockett and Allen. Lockett's going to be without Russell Wilson.
I don't see that working out.
No, I don't either. Lockett's at Pittsburgh. Allen is at Baltimore. So I guess Baltimore's not what they used to be as far as defense goes, but they are good enough to slow Allen down. And Allen has been struggling as is a little bit compared to Mike Williams. On my side, it's going to be DeAndre Hopkins, likely Adam Thielen and T. Higgins. I could see, you know, honestly, this matchup across our three receivers being a push pretty much.
I'd give it to him.
Yeah. On his side, he has Dalton Schultz right now. I don't see anyone else. So it's going to be Dalton versus Mark Andrews.
Yeah, Andrews easily smashes Schultz.
Yeah. Defense, he has the Rams D going up against the Giants, which is a very good matchup.
Yeah. No Daniel Jones?
No Daniel Jones. And I have the Browns. I've been rolling with the Browns just because I don't feel like making any move, really. But they are going up against Arizona. I got away with riding with the Browns last week against the Chargers, and they gave me negative 6 points. I still came up on top like 20 points or whatever. I don't think that's going to work out this week, though. I might have to make a move.
There's not a lot of good defenses,
I know,
though.
That's the reason I haven't done anything. It's like, fuck. So, yeah, we'll take the Rams over the Browns.
Yeah.
And then he has Prater, and I have Graham Gano. Gano's been playing well. I think I'm going to take Gano over that, especially if the Rams D is going to stop them enough to not score touchdowns. Maybe they'll get some field goals.
Yeah, I'll take Gano. And he's going to need a Prater somebody for a chance to win.
All right. Yeah, I got myself I feel confident about that, actually. Yeah.
If McCaffrey plays, it's out of the park, yours. But otherwise, I still think you take it.
Okay, so we're agreeing that I'm going to win. So just to recap, our records are 4-1 versus 3-2. I think this is my first out-of-division game, so this will be fun. Next up, we have Team Homeless Dumpster Wizard versus Hail Murray. Right now, they had Zach Ertz on Hail Murray's side, 8.9 points, and Team Homeless Dumpster Wizard had Godwin for 4.3 points. Big letdown.
Yeah, for real. I almost traded for Godwin.
Yeah.
I mean, I was going to offer him, but time ran out. I mean,
Morgan, that's not saying much. You almost traded for everyone, though. Yeah,
I know, but I thought that this week would be Godwin's week, and it was Antonio Brown.
If you look at my DraftKings, that's what it says.
Yeah.
All Godwin.
So. It looked like it.
We'll go line by line. We have Russell Wilson for David versus Kyler for Adam.
I mean, that's got to be Daniel Jones. Oh, no, Daniel Jones is sitting. Oh, no,
shit, Wilson, I just realized
he's Daniel out. Jones is sitting, so I don't know who it is.
Yeah, well, it's Kyler. It's going to be who it is. Yeah,
for sure.
Najee Harris versus Dalvin. Is Dalvin Cook playing?
He practiced today.
Okay, so Cook's likely. He's on track to play, we'll say.
Yeah.
If he is, I'm take. This is tough, actually.
I would take Najee for sure.
I was kind of leaning that way, but Cook is better to me.
Oh, he is, but Carolina defense is better than Seattle's.
Yeah. All right, we'll give it to Harrison. We have Chris Carson against Daryl Henderson.
Carson's a maybe to play. I wouldn't trust him.
Oh, Henderson. Yeah.
I'd probably play Hunt if I was him.
Does he have Hunt?
Yeah, he has Hunt just sitting there.
Yeah, I would play Hunt. I could see the game being Arizona gets up ahead.
Yeah.
And then
why put Chubb in?
Throw to Hunt. Yeah. So in that case, Hunt versus Henderson. I'll go with Hunt.
Yeah, I would too.
Okay, we'll do the receiving core. On David's side, we got Stephon Diggs, Chris Godwin and Henry Ruggs.
Yuck.
That's really not good. Scary Terry on Adam's side, Cortland Sutton and Jacoby Myers.
Myers.
I'm going with Adams, Scary Terry, Cortland, and Myers.
Yeah, especially because Scary Terry gets the Chiefs. So that should be a shootout.
Yeah. That's a stackable game for DraftKings.
Yeah.
We have Ertz on Adam's side versus Fant. So Ertz gave Adam 8.9 points. Fant versus Vegas.
Ertz wins that. Fant's like 5 points.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, unless he gets a touchdown, he's a five-point guy.
I can see it being a push on that.
Yeah.
We have the Raiders at Denver for David's side. The Bills at Tennessee.
Got to be Bills, right?
Yeah, easily. Yeah, and Tennessee has not looked great this year yet. Lastly, we have kicker Butker for David, McManus for Adam.
I'm going to say McManus.
Yeah, I am too. Yeah. It's going to be a beatdown, in my opinion. Adam's going to win this easily.
Yeah, for sure.
David will move to 1-5. Adam will move to 3-3.
If David keeps losing, who am I going to trade with?
He's going to be mathematically eliminated. Yeah. Well, once you both are, you guys can trade with each other, right?
Yeah, we probably will.
Okay. Next up, okay, marquee matchup of the week. We have Not Shitty Jose versus TDs and Beer.
Oh, man.
Jose versus Jar Jar. They both had players play. Jose is off to a wonderful... Oh, actually, he's not off to a wonderful
start. It's a bad start.
It is a bad start. Why does he... Oh, yeah, it's a real bad start.
Yeah.
All right. Well, the projection right now is 89.7 for Jose to Alex's 99.3.
Why does Jar Jar get so lucky?
This is insane. So Tom Brady gave 17 points to Jose against Jar Jar's Matthew Stafford against the Giants. Yeah, he's going to score more than Brady.
Yeah, for sure. Okay. I mean, that's a bad game for Brady. Yeah. And then Jake Elliott's, that's bad too.
All right. Running back core, we got Antonio Gibson and Herbert for Jose.
I would like that, you know, the Jose running backs, because Herbert's probably getting all the work.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you can't knock Taylor and Eckler. It goes to him for sure.
Yeah, so Taylor and Eckler, I mean, that's, yeah. All right. This is, yeah. Receiving core, DJ Moore, Cooper Kupp, and Chenault on Jose's side. On Alex's side, Jamar Chase, all the overachievers, Chase Brown and Mike Williams.
You mean not three number ones?
Yeah. 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 Three number threes that are acting like number ones.
Yeah.
Right. But I will go with the fake number ones.
Yeah. Same. I think they average out to a number twos.
Yeah.
By the end of the year.
For sure. We have Jasicki for Jose and TJ Hawkinson for Alex.
Recently acquired Gasicki.
Yeah. It's a good matchup against the Jags. Hawkinson against Cincinnati. And just a little thing to note, Hawkinson is going against Jose, Alex's defense, his own defense. So,
oh, of course.
That's, I don't know if we'll keep it that way, but yeah.
Oh, he will, because I think he has the 49ers. Yeah, he has 49ers. Yeah, it's on bye.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Hawkinson.
I'm not. I'm going with Gasicki.
All right.
Hawkinson himself said that they're using him as the number one, so defenses are covering him. Double teams.
I actually saw or heard someone talk about, like, if you look at Hawkinson's number, they're the same as last year, basically.
Oh, yeah.
Like, right. It seems like he's doing way better, but no, it's just the same shit.
Yeah.
Boom
bust.
Yeah. So we'll go with defense. We have Steelers for Jose, Bengals for Alex. You know, Bengals against Detroit.
Yeah, but Pittsburgh against, what's his name? Crappy replacement for Russell Wilson.
Who is it? I can't remember his name. Is it Geno?
Yeah, Geno. That's the
Geno. Yeah.
I mean, he looked great on the one drive.
Yeah.
But I'm sure he's going to make a lot of mistakes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'll take Steelers. You know, Detroit has been actually showing up for games. They're losing everything, but they're showing up at least.
Yeah.
Lastly, we have Elliot. Oh, well, Elliot gave...
I would have taken Elliot.
Yeah, Elliot gave Jose 1 point. Suck up. Only gave Alex 4 points.
Funny enough, in the Gasicki for Dan Arnold trade that I just did, I also offered to trade kickers in hopes that it would make the trade go through. So I would have been playing Jake Elliott today. Oh. But he didn't take that one.
You lucked out there.
Yeah.
That would have been bad. Yeah, so Alex is just by the score of Brady, Alex is going to win this one.
Yeah, it sucks.
So he will move our prediction to 6-0. Not Shitty Jose will move to 4-2.
I'm not sure how the extra week is going to change it, but in previous years, 8 wins was like guaranteed playoffs. Where you stand in playoffs is different, but
yeah.
8 wins was like guaranteed. So with the extra week, maybe it's 9 wins, and he's getting closer and closer.
Yeah, he's getting close to clinching it. That's yeah. okay, though.
Yeah, first round loss. Oh, yeah, no, he might be a bye.
He might get the bye.
Yeah.
Get the bye and just be completely disappointed the second round because you're fake-ass number ones.
Yeah, but just imagine all the shit talk while he's on bye. It's going to suck.
Yeah. Yeah. Moving on to Gerald. Bye week. Versus Olaf, Field of Dreams. Olaf had Hurts play for him tonight, and he dropped 24.4 points.
Solid.
Yeah, definitely. Bye week had Mike Evans, who gave him 2.7 points. So it's pointless to do this, but 86.3 projection for Olaf, 54.7 points for Jerry.
I have no idea how to contact Gerald, but if I could contact him, I would tell him, like, can you set your lineup, please?
Right, so he has Damon Williams in. Obviously, he's on IR.
And Juju. Also on IR.
Well, he's done for the season.
Yeah.
Is Damon done for the season?
No, he's COVID.
Okay. So he has 2-0s sitting on his starting lineup right now. If he had replace Damian Williams, it would be Tony Pollard,
which is not a bad backup.
No, not at all. Oh, AJ Dillon actually too is not a bad backup at all.
Yeah.
But yeah, Olaf's winning this.
Yeah, I honestly think that it could go the other way if he just made moves.
Yeah. Olaf's gonna move to 3-3. Jerry's moving to 0-6. Here's a very, very important matchup for Morgan.
Yeah.
It's the Beta Boys versus Morgan. The battle of 2-3. We'll see who moves to 3-3 and who moves to 2-4. The projection right now is 107 for Beta to Morgan's 90. Beta had 2 people play for him tonight. Leonard Fournette, who absolutely went off for 24.7 points. And Devontae Smith for 3.1 points. So you average that out, you know, it's a little, about 12 points.
Which is, you know, just enough to beat you, basically.
Yeah.
I just need Mixon to match him. And then I'll be fine.
Yeah, possibly. Against Detroit. So there's a chance. Dak versus Josh Allen. Dak is at New England. Josh Allen is at Tennessee. I'm going with Allen.
Hold on, I just changed my lineup because the trade went through.
Oh, okay.
So now I'm at 91 points.
91 points. What trade went through?
The CeeDee Lamb.
Oh, okay. So Dak versus Josh, you got Dak?
I got Allen for sure. Okay. Yeah.
Joe Mixon and Zach Moss versus Nick Chubb and Leonard Fournette. The great thing about this for you is if Zach Moss gets some reception touchdowns, you're taking shit away from Josh Allen.
Yeah.
But considering what Fournette did and considering how Chubb is playing, I'm taking that side.
I would take his side too.
Yeah.
I will hope to match it closely.
Yeah, it could be closer than we think. On the receiving core, we got Sanders, Kadarius Toney, Chase Claypool versus DK. Oh, I'm sorry, it's CeeDee Lamb, right?
Yeah.
Who's out? Toney?
Right now it's Toney.
Okay. So we have Sanders, Lamb, and Claypool versus DK, Devontae Smith, who gave Beta 3.1 points, and Michael Pittman, who is really starting to become something.
Yeah. I think Metcalf sucks in this one. Even though, you know, he's an all-star, so he'll probably do something, but he's not going to do his 20 points, in my opinion.
Oh, I agree. Yeah.
So, I give it to me.
I mean, you're set up to steal points from Josh Allen. That's for sure.
Yeah.
With Moss and Sanders.
I think Claypool blows up, and we'll see on Dak and CeeDee Lamb connection.
Yeah, I'll give you the advantage for the receiving core. Tight end, we got Dan Arnold and Dawson versus Dawson Knox.
It's got to be Knox.
Yeah, just he's definitely overachieving, but I think against Tennessee, he could last another week at least.
I'm gonna hope it's a Diggs game, so Knox can go down.
We have the Colts D versus the Cardinals D. Colts are against Houston. Cardinals are against Cleveland.
Yeah, Colts D looks good. I think they're going to be great against Davis Mills.
Yeah, I could see possibly a touchdown being returned or something.
Yeah.
And then we got Greg Joseph versus Tyler Bass. I think it's a low-key good connection to always have your quarterback and your kicker linked up.
I love it. I absolutely hate it.
I tried to do it on this year in Goober, but I wasn't able to. I did it in another league.
You could have had Butker for free.
Yeah.
But you guys allowed me to trade with Dumpster for no reason.
Well, that was a spite trade, wasn't it?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. I assumed that it would get vetoed out of spite, but I guess that was why it was allowed to go through.
It was a spite let through.
Yeah, yes. Exactly.
I will take Tyler Bass on that.
I won't. I will take Joseph. Joseph's the number three kicker.
Yeah, what is Bass? I wonder.
I don't know. But he could be number one.
He's number two. Yeah, number two versus number three. I'm taking Beta, considering what Fournette did.
Yeah, I'm going to take myself. Surprise, surprise. I just feel like my wide receivers are going to do more than his, and that'll be the difference. It'll all be up to Dak, though.
Yeah, essentially, yeah. So, yeah. You have yourself going up 3-3. I have Beta going up 3-3. So, lastly, we have Alex versus the real Alex, the Indian Alex, versus.
Is that how we refer to him now?
Yeah, the red Alex versus Jose.
I don't think he would like the Indian Alex. Like, hello, I am Alex.
Oh, no, not the red dot Alex, the red skin Alex. This is a matchup that pits Alex's team, who is 3-2, versus Jose's team, who is 2-3. This is a division showdown. The current projection is 105.3 versus 102.6. Alex is 105, Jose is 102.
Ooh, a QB battle.
This is a QB battle, yes. We have Herbert versus Lamar Jackson. Both of these teams are going up against each other.
I like it. I'm going to go with Herbert.
You know, it's hard to say no to Herbert, you know? Yeah. But no, I was going to try to make a case for Lamar, but I'm not. We'll go with Herbert for sure.
Yeah.
Running back core, we have Josh Jacobs and Devontae Booker versus Aaron Jones and DeAndre Swift.
Two RB1s versus two RB3s.
Yeah, that's what happened to his fucking core. Jesus.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe he can hope that Cook sits again, and then he'll be able to throw in Madison, but easily it's going to be Jose's, Aaron Jones, and DeAndre Swift.
Yeah, those Madison plays have given him wins twice, I think. Yeah.
Receiving core, we have Devontae Adams, Brandon Cooks,
and Allen Robinson.
Is it going to be Allen or... Oh, Debo's on bye, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's going to be Allen Robinson. Devontae, Allen Robinson, and Brandon Cooks. That's a decent receiving core.
I've now decided Allen Robinson's not going to do anything.
I know you have, but...
He's like 5 or 6 points.
Yeah. On Jose's side, we have Tyreek Hill, Deontay Johnson, and Tim Patrick.
Yeah, I'll give it to Hill. Just by Hill himself. And Deontay Johnson together are probably going to outscore his three.
Uh, I'm gonna go with Alex's side. I'm gonna go with Allen Robinson. This is gonna be the blow up game.
Like, I mean, it could be, but he's hurt too. He has a hurt ankle.
Does he?
Yeah.
Hurt enough to not play. Has he been playing? He's been playing.
He's been playing, but he didn't practice today.
All right. Well,
he probably plays though.
If Robinson plays, Dallas. No, they're not playing Dallas. They're playing Green Bay.
Yep.
Tyreek Hill, he's hurt too, though. So
yeah, but Hill's Hill. In a shootout.
I'm going with Alex. I'm going with Alex.
Well, I should convince you. Deontay Johnson also looks to be a number one this week, just because they go against Seattle, who sucks on defense.
I like, if I were ranking players right now, I would like Deontay over Hill.
Yeah.
So we have a tight end battle, Darren Waller versus Tyler Higbee.
I want to say Waller, but I think Higbee scores more.
Yeah, I agree. Giants, I think this year, are pretty awful against tight ends.
Yeah.
So I'll go with Higbee. Packers at Chicago, Cowboys at New England.
It's bad.
Yeah, they're both these.
Wash.
Yeah, both these teams can score pretty high.
Yeah.
Matt Gay for Alex, Justin Tucker. We're going with Justin Tucker, right?
I tried to get Gay from Alex, and he said Gay stays where he is. He's untouchable. I'll go with Tucker.
Yeah. I'm going with Jose, same.
Yeah, same.
Just based, I mean, to me, it's just essentially based on the running backs alone.
Yeah, 100%. Alex's running back horse sucks.
Justin Herbert, though, I mean, if he wants to throw out a 40-point game or something, that might change it. But yeah, right now we have Jose moving to 3-3, Alex moving to 3-3 in the special teams division. And that wraps up week 6.
I think I'm going to change that to special needs division.
I like that. Did you have any special things you wanted to do, rankings, anything?
I don't want to do it. But I did make a ranking quickly before we started, so I can read it out. So,
did you already make your edits? Because I know you wanted to change more.
Nah, I didn't. But just quickly looking at it, going based off of where I remember thinking in the draft, like how good that team looked to where I am now, that's kind of where I did the process from. So I put Shitty Jose in first. Because I remember in the draft thinking like, wow, his team looks super fucking stacked. And I hated it.
Okay. And just, I was hardly listening right now. So just to reiterate, this is your draft?
No, that just kind of made the impression of
what
I did for today going forward. I just felt like his team was good. And then it's still continuing to be good.
Okay. So while you do, we'll do this, but I'm looking at his team right now. I'm shocked you have him number one. This is mind-blowing to me.
It doesn't help that Brady just scored 17 points.
Right.
But before that, Brady was the number one quarterback.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So that was part of the reason why I made this, because if he continues to be the number one quarterback, then it's tough for you to make an argument against Brady. And then he has two RB1s, depending on Saquon's ankle.
Right, yeah. Okay. And you know, if anyone didn't see it, Barkley just freakily twisted his ankle and developed a tumor on his leg.
Yeah, that looked awful.
It's pretty bad. But yeah, I'm looking at his team right now and it's god awful. And you should be ashamed of your list.
I have him with the reason why I wrote for him that he has the number one quarterback, two RB1s, and two wide receiver ones right now.
So let me see knowing Barkley got hurt and everything. So he's position ranked 18 right now. He was probably top 12 prior.
Yeah.
And right now Antonio Gibson is number 12. I know DJ Moore, he's slumping, but he's actually position ranked 10.
Yeah, no, he had a great game last week.
Cooper Kupp is Cooper Kupp.
Yep.
And Chenault, he's definitely up on the uprise considering Chark is dead.
Yep. I mean, I don't particularly like Chenault, but it's just two wide receiver ones, two running back ones, and the best quarterback. That was why I threw it in there.
Yeah, I mean, it's not an awful team.
No.
I just don't think it's number one. But
well, the number one team would be the number two team right now, barring an injury, and that would be Jar Jar. but I refused to put Jar Jar on the top, and so I moved the next guy up.
Okay, that's a fair point. Let's look at Jar Jar's team real quick. I mean, we talked a lot about it already. Yeah. It's a lot of fakeness, in my opinion.
But
overachieving.
Currently, he has two running back ones, like high-end running back ones. Yeah. Three wide receiver ones right now. Used to be good tight end. So even on his bench, even though it's majorly weak, he still has his team's good enough that Amari Cooper's on his bench.
Yeah. So Jonathan Taylor is number 10 right now. And Eckler, obviously, number 2. I believe all of his receivers are top 10.
Yeah, they were.
So Jamar Chase is 6. Marquise Brown is 5. And Mike Williams is 1.
Yeah.
That's insane. I mean, that just says it all right there. I'm curious, in your opinion, out of those three guys, who's the most fakest?
Jamar Chase, for sure. He has like 4 or 5 50-yard touchdowns or some nonsense like that. And I just don't see it continuing.
Yeah. God, they're so fake.
Yeah.
It sounds like
Brown is good, though.
He's not that good.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
Brown is good. I'll give him that, you know, put some respect on it that, you know, he's playing well and all that. And with the Ravens passing a lot more, I understand it. But Mark Andrews just got started.
Right, so. Yeah.
If Mark Andrews picks up, and then if Bateman starts taking anything, then Brown's going to drop down for sure.
Yeah, and Bateman's next week?
This week, most likely. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree as far as everything you said. And then just with Mike Williams, he's going to get hurt. That's what he does.
Oh, yeah.
That's his thing.
I will
Austin
say
that. Eckler is going to get hurt.
Keenan Allen said that Mike Williams has the best hands on the team, which was weird to hear.
Hmm. And maybe that's just like a little boost.
Yeah, maybe.
You know,
it would make me not want Keenan Allen.
Yeah, like what, bitch?
Yeah.
All right. Who's up next?
Okay. I have this shitty team that I don't really like.
Don't talk about your team.
Number 3. At number 3. And that is because he has the actual number 1 quarterback and the actual number 1 running back, and that's your team.
Yes.
But I don't love everything else.
That's absurd.
Robinson is an RB1, so that's also good. But I don't like Hopkins this year because they spread the ball around way too much. I think Thielen is trash. And other than that, you're ranked so high because you have a solid bench too.
Oh, yeah. I think I might have the best bench.
Yeah.
You know, Mahomes, the Chiefs overall have been a little bit of a letdown. I probably wouldn't have drafted Mahomes. Knowing they weren't going to be playing this well.
Or if you were less drunk.
Well, that was early on. That was my third pick. Second pick.
But what, like 6 shots in?
Oh, that was way more than 6 shots.
Yeah, see.
McCaffrey, you know, as far as he goes, I'm glad he got hurt now, if that makes any kind of sense.
I hope it doesn't linger for you.
Yeah, that would be the only shitty part. But also, I thought about it today, and I'm like, well, at least he's not out in the field getting hurt.
Yeah, no.
In a different manner. You know?
Rest as much as you need, yeah. Basically.
I agree with you. See, I can't like aptly, you know, judge my team and then expect to trade later on.
Yeah, that's the tough part about me talking up any of these teams is how do I then go to that player and go, hey, this guy's not that good, so
yeah.
You should maybe trade him to me.
I'll say this. I absolutely agree with your assessment of Hopkins right now.
Yeah,
I do think the tide will change to where they'll start leaning on the people they need to lean on.
Yeah, James Conner.
Yeah, apparently. Adam Thielen, I don't understand your hate. He's solid. He's right now, at least, he's a poor man's, you know, kind of cup kind of guy. Like, you can depend on him.
I don't think so.
But
I mean, I think he's only a touchdown or bust guy. But in general, I just don't really like him. Because... No. They're going to run the ball more as soon as Cook's good. And then why would he get a lot of touchdowns? He's super fluky.
Okay. I strongly disagree. Mark Andrews. The thing about him, he did get going last game, but I also found out that his grandma died. So,
oh, did he?
Yeah. Had I known that prior to the game, I would have put so much money on just him.
Oh, yeah. That totally makes sense.
Yeah.
No wonder he got the ball passed to him way too many times.
Right? But hopefully, you know, now that we see, or maybe it reminded Lamar, like, hey, this guy's good.
No.
Give him the ball more.
Apparently, it's just throw to Brown.
Yeah. James Robinson, he's starting to show his true potential again. T. Higgins, I hope he's going to be the downfall or some of the downfall of Jamar Chase now that he's healthy and back again.
If Boyd and him get going, then Chase doesn't do very much.
And if Mixon too, you know? It's like the whole thing goes.
Well, I mean, Mixon runs 20 times regardless.
Yeah, that's true. And then, you know, my bench, I think, is just super solid. I'll take the number 3 spot right now.
You could go anywhere.
That's fine.
Actually, you could go 2.
Yeah, I think I could go 2.
Yeah.
Not number 1, but yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then next I put myself.
Oh,
because
wow.
I gave myself a little bit of a boost.
A lot
because,
of it?
Because I'm myself.
Oh, yeah.
But I think I would put myself and then the next two guys kind of equal.
Okay. So looking at your team, Dak, you know, the problem with them is they're not throwing as much as we thought they would.
So flexed into that value for myself is that they have a great passing schedule coming up.
Okay.
Which is part of the reason why I traded for CD.
Okay, so upcoming, this week it's New England, then they have a bye. Minnesota, Denver, Atlanta, KC, Vegas. I mean, right there, Atlanta, KC, Vegas. Very nice.
Yeah.
New Orleans, they have a great run defense, so.
Yeah, exactly.
That's probably good for you.
Yep.
Washington, they're looking pretty leaky, considering Daniel Jones did what he did. Maybe you get a little more rushing from Dak in that game.
Yeah, I mean, but Heinicke can score points, so
yeah,
it also makes sense that they would throw.
Then you have Giants, then you have Washington, Arizona. Like, that's the whole schedule. I mean, that's a pretty good schedule, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I mean, that's a good point. You have Joe Mixon, averaging 11 points.
I think I have the best two running backs. Like, it would maybe be you or me.
With Moss?
No.
Oh, Kamara.
Kamara and Mixon, yeah. That's based on whether or not Kamara does better going forward. He's like, you know, been like 15 points a game, which is great.
Yeah.
But Michael Thomas coming back should improve that.
Yeah. Any word on him? When is that supposed to happen?
He comes back next week, and it just depends on if he's healthy. We have no clue. Even this week. No, it's next week.
I completely agreed with you on Rashard Bateman, but you kept saying his name so much, and now I know why. Because he's on your bench.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I dropped him. So anybody could have got him.
Yeah.
But I just know that he's coming up because he's on my team.
Yeah. Okay.
He's their number one pick. He had surgery, all that, blah, blah, blah.
You don't have I thought you had Goddard.
Did you trade him? I did. I've dropped like five different tight ends. Sure. Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm not a Mixon fan except for the first year I had him.
Yeah.
Kamara, I think he's gonna start bouncing back.
I think Mixon's an RB1 or at least a low-end RB1.
Yeah, I agree.
So, to me, it's just a high-end RB1 and a low-end RB1.
Yeah.
So, that's, you know, basing on that. And I like my wide receivers now, not compared to what I used to have.
Yeah, I'm going to have to disagree, man. I know they were underperforming, but I kind of like them.
Well, it all depends on whether or not you like Allen Robinson.
I think it was a little, well, not for you because your record, but I think it was too soon to give up on.
Yeah, no, I didn't want to trade him. I was planning on holding on to him. And then I made the offer for CD Lamb thinking that he probably won't take it. And after that, I just said I kind of have to do it.
Yeah. Okay, who's up?
Okay, next up is
number 5.
Jose. One of the Jose.
Which one?
The US Jose.
Okay. Number 5, Jose, power ranking. We already talked about it. Aaron Jones and DeAndre Swift. I really like that running back core.
Yeah, he would actually be in the same argument that I just said for myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tyreek and Deontay, great. His receiving core is, this team is actually really good. Like on paper, it's really good because you have Calvin Ridley on a bye for this week, but it would be Tyreek, Deontay Johnson, and Calvin Ridley.
Exactly.
Ridley has been struggling, I'm pretty sure.
Oh yeah. No, he's awful right now, but if he gets going,
oh yeah. He's 44 rank. Jesus.
Yeah.
He's averaging 7.9 points. But yeah, if he gets going, if the Falcons get going, you know, this
team could be a number one team.
Yeah, yeah. I agree. Yeah. I think it's better than your team.
It maybe should
be number four.
The difference is that's based on Ridley get going.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I don't know if it gets going because that offense looks terrible. And for me, I personally don't like Deontay Johnson that much. So I think him and Claypool are a wash.
Yeah, that's fair.
But Hill's great.
All right. Next up
is
number six,
Roby.
So technically, this would be the people like right now. You would,
yeah, any of those three could be wherever you want to place them.
But also, like, do you, if you could just end it right now and this would be it, this would be, would this, oh, be playoffs? Your list for playoffs?
Oh, yeah, probably. Yeah.
Okay,
I didn't really think about that, but yeah. The only person who I think would probably bump up would be, well, I'll say it later.
All right, for Roby, we have Aaron Rodgers, who had, I mean, the first game was god-awful, but since then, you know, he's 17.5 points per game.
He's a starting quarterback.
Yeah. Right now he's ranked 17th overall. That's surprising, actually. Derrick Henry.
Yeah. I mean, you can't knock that.
Antonio Brown, you know, as much as I think he is overachieving, he is a solid receiver for Brady. Like, they just have that connection.
I'm a Antonio Brown hater.
Keenan Allen, if he starts to pick it up, Roby's team will start to get a little better. Tyler Lockett, he's going to be struggling, in my opinion, with that for now. I don't know if it's so he has CEH on the IR. I don't know what he was ranked.
I don't think it matters. I think 24. He's equal to Edmonds, just like he's equal to Connor.
Yeah, that's probably fair. You know, I see this team and I'm just not that excited. Besides King Henry, like,
well, if he gets Gronk back and Gronk's Gronk like he's been, then this team's much better. And it's really just Henry.
Yeah. I mean, the equity in a Tampa Bay's offense with Brown and Gronk is pretty good.
Yeah.
But yeah,
I wrote down he has Henry, underperforming good wide receivers, and he needs Gronk. That's all I would.
Yeah. 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 Overall, though, just he's a six. He's a spot six for sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Seven. The people who technically wouldn't be in the playoffs, in your opinion.
Yeah. The people who would knock me out would be, I have Adam next.
Okay. Yeah. And I think we were hyping up Adam's team. Yeah. On paper, it just looks good. Kyler, yeah. Cook, Henderson, Scary Terry, Cortland Sutton, Myers, Zach Ertz, Kyle Pitts, you know, if he gets going, and he's ranked number eight right now, but tight ends are so shitty.
Yeah.
If he gets going, though, Adam could really start rising.
Yeah, whole different team if Pitts is good.
Yeah.
Because he has, like, well, he has Scary Terry, who is a low-end wide receiver one now, as opposed to a high.
Yeah.
But everything else is like, all his receivers are all a bunch of threes who could be twos.
Yeah, pretty much. He also has Miles Sanders. Miles Sanders is someone I just wouldn't want this season at all.
I really like him, probably because he's burned me in the past. So I just think he's going to do good finally.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, he sucks. But Daryl Henderson's great now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if Cook gets back to normal, he has a good team.
Yeah, if Cook. I mean, but I guess the X factor for him for sure would be Pitts. Number eight, right?
It is Beta.
Beta. Beta boys. All right. Off the top, you know, Josh Allen and Nick Chubb. I mean, very solid. DK, obviously solid, but might be in for a couple of rough weeks or a couple of rough weeks.
Yeah,
a couple of months. Devontae Smith has been solid. Michael Pittman, I'm very high on Michael Pittman.
Yeah, I think that's his best receiver now.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say so easily. Dawson Knox, well, not, it's Kittle, really.
I don't know. It might stay Knox, depending on how Knox does in the next 2 weeks.
Yeah.
he's better off trading Kittle.
Oh, I like your what you're angling right now.
I mean, I've tried for Kittle many times, but if it was me,
right,
and I had Knox and Knox continues to ball, like, why do you need to?
I agree, but also Knox is the kind of player who, like, you are set the whole entire regular season, then you get to the playoffs and just nothing.
Yeah.
And then you're like, fuck.
If only I had Kittle. All
right. I mean, I don't dislike his team. I think it's okay, actually.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
I think what really hurts him is no Russell for DK, and that just drops him down a lot.
Yeah. It would be probably a couple spots higher, in my opinion, if everything was good with DK. Number 9.
I have Olaf.
Olaf. Field of Dreams. Which is, there's no more field, right?
No.
No.
I wrote, it hurts to look at Kelce and Justin Jefferson on this team.
All right. Yeah. I mean, Robert Woods.
If he keeps going the way he did last week, this is a good team.
Right. I mean, and this is without A.J. Brown really doing anything yet.
Yeah. If he does.
Yeah, that's what I don't even know if he will.
I feel like Robert Woods and A.J. Brown are the same player right now.
Yeah.
Which is like 3 points or 30 points.
So it's Hurts. His running backs, Damian Harrison, McKissick right now. He also has Mike Davis, Trey Sermon.
But he has that great...
Oh, he has Cordell.
Yeah, that great Cordero Patterson. Do you think that continues?
Ugh. It will if they're just determined not to make Ridley or Pitts good. You know what I mean?
I just can't see it. I mean, I think he still gets catches and all that. But I cannot see that offense continuing to be the Cordero show.
That would be weird. That would be such an outlier if that were the case.
Yeah.
He also has Michael Thomas, so, I mean, maybe he comes back. Maybe he does something with Jameis. I don't know.
I mean, I would assume that he does. But then it's just, who does he replace? And he's probably equal value with, like, Robert Woods.
Right, yeah.
It's a good team, but it's just hurting at running back so bad.
Yeah, that's the main thing. It looks okay. It's just the running backs. Travis Kelce, number one tight end for him. Courtesy of you, correct?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I mean, he's hurting at running back like I was hurting at running back because we swapped for Kelce.
There you go. Number 10.
I have Allie. Poor Alex.
He's a perennial contender every year.
Yeah, I mean, he has a great quarterback, and it's mostly comes down to his running backs. I hate him.
Yeah, so running back-wise, Josh Jacobs, Devontae Booker, Javonte Williams, Ronald Jones, Madison. It's a wasteland.
I like Javonte, and I've tried to trade him for him, but only because I have a feeling he's going to be good at some point. But currently, he's like 8 points, and it's all right, but it's just not great.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. Probably the second half of the season, he's going to turn it around. He's going to be the guy. I don't know if Alex has... Well, he's 3-2, actually. That's surprising. It's Herbert, then, that got him there.
Yeah, 100%.
So,
and Madison.
Yeah. So he probably could hang around with Javonte, not have to worry about it, really, and then maybe he'll have something in the second half of the season. But, yeah, the running backs are really awful. I do... Because I'm high on Allen Robinson, I do like his receiving core, Devontae Adams, Brandon Cooks, Allen Robinson. And then he has Debo on the bench now.
I think he'll be starting Debo over Allen Robinson.
Yeah, for the meantime. Sure. Yeah. Other than that, his bench looks pretty bad too.
Yep.
Let's go to number 12 or 11.
11. Oh, I have David, right? Dumpster. Yeah, it has to be. And that could not even be dumpster. It could be bye week, but it just depends on if he makes any moves.
So Chris Carson, Harris. If you look at everything, his team isn't horrible.
No.
I mean, Wilson, I don't know what he's going to do with that.
Yeah, it's going to be streaming quarterbacks no matter what. I mean, unless he can convince me to get Dak.
Yeah, maybe.
That's just like a preview into the next vetoed trade.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Hey, guys, did you hear the veto that just came out of his mouth? Stephon Diggs, Chris Godwin, Henry Ruggs. He doesn't have a third receiver, that's for sure.
Ruggs is trash.
His running backs are okay. He has Kareem Hunt, too, so.
Yeah.
I don't mind Noah Fant. I don't know if he's producing the way... No, he's not at all.
Yeah, he's like a five-point guy.
Yeah, there's always hype on Noah Fant. He hasn't realized that hype yet. Yeah, this is not a great team. Good luck.
It could be better if he trades me.
Yeah. It's true. I have one of the best teams, and I've traded you two or three times.
It's better.
Yeah,
for sure. Every team has gotten better since I traded them.
All right, and last is obviously...
The bye week. Do you know if he's still alive?
Yeah, the way I could answer is as far as I know.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
It doesn't seem like it.
Ryan Tannehill, he has another... Oh, he has Tannehill and Burrow. And the thing I noticed most about what bye week is doing is he's playing the quarterback he shouldn't.
Oh, yeah.
Each week.
Yeah.
It's switching like the opposite. So not only are we looking at the roster, it's just like bad manager.
Yeah.
So
it's even bad the fact that he has Tannehill and Burrow and hasn't made any other moves.
Yeah.
Because you took the low end like 12 and 13 ranked guys and you were just like, let me just stick with this.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Elliott is the bright spot.
Yeah.
He's tearing it up. Recently, again, Damian Williams is out on IR. He has two good backups, AJ Dillon, Tony Pollard.
But they are backups.
Yeah, neither of them are RB2s at all.
No.
Mike Evans is just up and down, although he's top 12, so.
Yeah, but he scored 2 points tonight, so that doesn't help.
Here's something. ODB, he's just trash, right? He's washed. He had that... couple of good seasons and that's it, right?
He had the amazing season his rookie year and then a really good season the next year, and I still love him, so I don't want to talk trash on him.
Oh my god. So he had the amazing season, and then I saw a graphic where each season since has gone down in every single
100%. Like, and that's what he is.
Yeah, so he's trash, he's washed,
he's now garbage. A crappier Jarvis Landry.
Yeah, I mean, at least Jarvis is dependable, though. Like, he'll get you 7 points at least.
Yeah.
ODB will get you, like, 0 points at certain games. His last game, 2 points. He's averaging 4.6 points.
Well, I mean, he only had the one game that he did anything. Yep. Last week, Baker didn't even look at him, and Baker threw to, like, 30 different people.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. I hate him. He should be on the waiver wire.
He's a bitch. I've always thought he was a bitch. He's just... pretty boy, like, get the fuck out of here. You don't want to play football, dude.
You just don't like guys who fight kicking net.
No, I stop the abuse. Juju is dead.
Yep. But he's Julio.
Oh, he does have Julio. And he's been dead, right?
Yeah, but he's back, I think. He practiced today. AJ Brown and Julio practiced today in full.
All right, so Titans could be on the upswing, and maybe Julio helps this team out, but this team is, like, truly awful from quarterback through kicker. It's just really bad.
The worst part is he hasn't made any moves.
Yeah.
$200 fab and sticking with his backups. Just, it's like he drafted handcuffs so that he didn't have to do anything.
Yeah. All right, well, I... wholeheartedly agree. I think from like 8 through 12.
I honestly think that from 3 on, everything could be a mix up. So that includes me.
Yeah, from 3 to like 7, though.
Yeah. I don't know that one. Right. I don't know either.
That was a special guest, Alexa.
It was Ruba. Ruba,
yeah. All right. I think that pretty much wraps it up. At this juncture, we would have Ruba with all his predictions and his witty banter.
We can just do like 3 minutes of silence. It'll be just the same quality.
And then put the music behind it. Or what? Yeah. But yeah. So I think I don't know how rusty you were. We definitely didn't prepare as much as we normally would have.
Not even close.
But it doesn't feel too bad being back on the mic.
No, so. I mean, I'm sure I'm low. I'm sure all that stuff that I always complain about myself. All right. But yeah. It's fun to, you know, sit here and talk shit about Jar Jar.
I like it. All right. We'll wrap it up then. Hopefully we'll follow it up with next week with me and you and Ruben and Alex.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Get back into the swing of things. But until then, good luck to everyone. And fuck Jar Jar.
Yeah, fuck Jar Jar. And hey, guys, I'm willing to trade if you want.
No. Well, I'm fucking cutting that out.